Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence New. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Marlene Levy. And we are having a wonderful time with Caroline Sorokoff, who is the Associate Director of the Gold Coast Great Neck Art Center. We're in the process of talking about the Gold Coast International Film Festival, which is starting on November 4th through the 13th. At the break, I was just saying I'm going to reach out for the Abbey Road one, not for me, but my son-in-law is a phenomenal Beatle fan. So we'll get to babysit that night while him and his wife can go to the show. Obviously, Caroline, give us some other one. Actually, I've gone twice or three times, but the best one I saw there, and it goes back several years, was Pan or Pam. I don't know if you remember it. Weird. 100%, but it was a terrific show. But it was great. It came out maybe a year later. I mean, if you ever saw it, you didn't see it the following week.
There are films that we have shown that have won our audience awards here that people still talk about that were never in movie theaters. Okay. And because sometimes that happens, the movie industry is very fickle. And literally, you know, like last year, for example, we had this film, The Last Suit, which we had to have encore screenings of. People came out of that film. Not only did a lot of people want to see it, but when they came out of it, they literally said, this is one of the best movies I've ever seen in my entire life. It's an absolutely incredible film. And it was never in any movie theaters, you know, except for maybe a few art house films. You know, you could see it online now, if you even know that it's there. If you were lucky enough to have a friend who's seen it somewhere, who calls you and says, oh, you got to look out for this film. And that was an absolutely fabulous film. And we know that there are films like that this year. I mean, this year we are very lucky to have the grand prize winner from the Sundance Film Festival. It's a film called Clemency, and it stars Alfre Woodard, Oscar winner herself. And that is a wonderful, serious, intense film. And it's really, that film is almost sold out already. People know that is something that they're not going to want to miss. We have the winner of the best screenplay at the Cannes Film Festival, which is a film called Portrait of a Lady on Fire, a French film. And that is a beautiful, meaningful, deep film that people will love, about a love affair in it's a period film in France. We have Marriage Story and The Two Popes, which are two huge films, one starring Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver, and the other with Sir Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce, which are both funny. They're comedies and dramas, and they're just really great content coming out of the United States right now. Those are films that all of those films are very close to selling out because people know, I want to see that movie. I want to be the first one to see that movie of anyone that I know. I want to see it on the big screen. I don't want to wait until, you know, it's on my TV. In addition to, you know, we also have the Grand Jury Prize winner from the Berlin International Film Festival, a film called By the Grace of God. And so it's all these really unique award-winning films from around the world that you don't have an opportunity to see unless you come to a film festival. And we are lucky enough to have it right here in our backyard.
It's amazing. A quick question. A senior who's listening to the program this morning and wants to see one of these shows, all they have to do is call the number and give a credit card. What's the procedure? I mean, a lot of them are not computer savvy, so they're not going to go online to do it.
If you're not computer savvy, then we tell you what you should do is call us, and the number is 516-829-2570. Or if you live around Great Neck, you can come into the Gold Coast Art Center, which is located right next to the Great Neck Squire Theater.
Right.
And you can come in and you can buy tickets on the spot. But we process lots of tickets over the phone for people.
Okay.
There's a really wide range. Oh, and, you know, one thing that I just want to highlight, one of the things that we're doing this year is we are starting a new, as part of our year-round commitment to bringing different types of films, we are starting a new series that will highlight films on social action topics. So issues that are important to our region. The first of those films is that we're showing during the film festival is a film called Wasted, The Story of Food Waste, which is a wonderful film that was executive produced by the famous chef Anthony Bourdain. And it talks about how people need to change the way they buy, cook, and recycle and eat food. It has all these famous chefs talking in it. It's a really great, great film. But in addition to this film, seeing it on the big screen, we're partnering with Island Harvest and the Sid Jacobson JCC on this screening. We're actually screening it at the Sid Jacobson JCC during the film festival. And we're going to have a fabulous panel with representatives from Island Harvest, with New York State Senator Todd Kominsky and New York State Assemblyman Steve Englebright, who will both be there. They're the respective chairs of the Assembly and the State Environmental Committees and are really involved and care about this issue of food waste on Long Island. They're going to be on the panel. I mean, this is a really great event where you can be entertained by the film, but really learn something and get to talk to your elected officials who are actually involved in helping to make change in this area. And even if this is not an issue that you necessarily thought you cared about before, if you're a thinking person who wants to have like a stimulating night out, it's a really great event to attend. That event is on Wednesday, November 6th at 7:30. Like I said, it's at the Sid Jacobson JCC, but you just call us for tickets. Or you get them online, and that's going to be a really wonderful event.
I don't know if listeners are aware, but there was an article in the last week or so, but I'm aware of it anyway. The on Long Island alone, the percentage of food that gets wasted, it's just, yeah. It's not a few things. It's thousands, it's hundreds of thousands of pounds. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Around the world, it's sick, the amount of food that goes in the garbage.
One thing that's really interesting is that, which I wasn't aware of before, on Long Island, there are great strides being made to partner up farmers and chefs with places like Island Harvest and the Interfaith Nutrition Network to make sure that the thousands and thousands of people on Long Island who are going hungry are paired with the food that is going to waste. And this film, you know, all these famous chefs came together because they wanted to say, hey, you know, use our power to get people to pay attention to the fact that we have to think differently about how we think of our food and how you can create wonderful things about things that maybe you think you didn't previously think of as the food that you wanted or whatever it might be. And just how to think, like I said, how to think differently about how you buy and cook and eat your food. So it's a really entertaining film as well as a really educational film. And like I said, and this is like emblematic of the types of events that we do, to have people there who can talk after the film really can talk about the issue. It's a great experience that, you know, previously people would think like, oh, that's a New York City event. Like, I have to go to the city for something like that. But it's right here. Right. And this is at the JCC, and it's, you know, $15. And it's a wonderful night out, and that's how so many of our events are.
JCC, I'm a member there. It's a wonderful venue. It's plenty of parking. Yeah. It's so easy for seniors to get
Absolutely.
To. You're silly not to go to something like that.
Yep.
And so, this one, I'm looking at this one as something a senior can pass down to their child. It's mind-boggling what goes into garbage in a person's home even. They eat half the meal every day and it's garbage.
Yep. And then the other thing I want to just point out is that, you know, we're very aware that there are people who, you know, I might say $15 a ticket, it's very affordable, but there are definitely people who, you know, maybe they have to think twice about that. And so we really do take care to include events throughout the festival that are free. And in particular, for seniors, on Wednesday afternoon, November 6th, during the day at the Great Neck Squire Theater at 1:30, we have a free program of short films. They're fantastic short films, award winners. Many of them are premieres, U.S. premieres, New York premieres. It's a great program. It's like going to a movie, except that you get to feel all sorts of things because you're seeing 15 different short films over the course of an hour and a half. And that's free. It's just free. You just have to reserve your ticket in advance, which is great. We also have a great event on Saturday. It's another free event. It's a film that was about the history of the civil rights movement in the town of North Hempstead. And That's a great program that you can look up. You know, when you call us, you can ask can you tell me about our free program, your free programs. When you go to our website, you can sort so that you can see the different free programs. There are, you know, during our festival, we have Election Day and Veterans Day falls. So we partner with many of the local libraries, and we do free short films for kids. So parents and grandparents and caregivers who are watching their kids, you know, particularly grandparents who are watching their kids while their parents, you know, the children's parents might be at work. This is a great program you can bring your grandchild to at one of the local libraries when school is closed. We also have a great program at Veterans Day that's very affordable for you to come to the Art Center, where your child can see short films and also participate in hands-on workshops in guitar and drumming, and they make art projects and they get lunch, and you come with them and you get to enjoy this wonderful day together on a day when school is closed. That day, that family film day is on Veterans Day this year. And so we do all these different things just to bring in the widest range of audience and make the festival as accessible to as many people as possible.
I think that part of it, what you just said, is a compliment to you, because not everybody can afford. I don't care. It's $15. It doesn't seem like the end of the world. But for somebody, for a senior couple, $30 for a given evening may be too much.
Yeah.
But the fact that you can go to something and enjoy it for free is wonderful. And nobody cares. I can go to the free one. Nobody's looking at that person with any like, oh, you can't make it.
Yep. It's very important to us from day one to be able to provide things for, like I said, a wide range of people. We also happen to provide free tickets to veterans. So if you call up and say that you're a veteran and you want to see a movie, as long as we still have tickets available, they're yours. You can get a ticket for yourself for free. And we have many veterans who take advantage of that. And that's something we've also done since day one of the film festival. So we're really trying. Our tagline has always been everyone's invited. And we really take that to heart. And whether you are a senior on a fixed budget, whether you are living in a mansion on the shore somewhere in Nassau County, whether you are a family with two or three or four kids, whoever you may be, whether English is not your first language, whatever background you come from, whatever your economic background or status might be, whatever age you are, whatever your personal interests are, we have a program that you will enjoy. We just need you to check us out and call us and ask us questions.
Very interesting. What I understand is, at least I do this, when you become a member of the Gold Coast throughout the year, when it comes to the festival, you pay $10. As a senior, you're paying, and a member, you're paying $10 for those movies. That's number one. Number two, you're showing the film on the dog doc, who is a holistic doctor, which is fabulous. And for seniors who have pets and all families who have pets, here he is. He treats dogs with unbelievable compounded medications, and he supplies food as well. So there are certain things
that happen. We're out of time. I wish you the absolute best, and I'm definitely going to be at one of these things during the next 2 weeks or whenever it is. And we've listening to Caroline Sarikoff, who is from the Gold Coast Art Center. You're listening to 88.1 FM.